All right, so now we just like do the funny thing, right?
Okay, Willow. That was like a Willow thing to say.
Is that a reference? No, we to something?
Like bring the funny, right, Buffy? But just reminded me of that.
Oh.
So now that you're a glasses person.
Yeah.
I feel, but like.
Do I have to watch Buffy now that I'm a glasses person?
Don't lie. You already watched it.
I've watched like an episode.
Whatevs. You've seen more than that, and I know that you've watched it on your own.
Two episodes, maybe. I'm thinking two. You can check my Netflix queue later.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Because I kind of don't believe you.
Okay.
But now that you're a glasses person, like, I think you're one of those people that is, like, naturally a glasses person. Because even though I've never seen you wear glasses, I, like, everything, like, your hair looks better.
Thank you.
You know? Everything looks better now that you're wearing glasses. I feel like your inner glasses person...
Has finally come out. I finally come out.
You've come out of the glasses closet. The optical closet.
The two-way mirror. That you can see in and out of.
You've come out as a glasses person.
I guess. I like them. I do like, as soon as I put them on, I was like, yeah, this is perfect.
Yeah, and it, like, yeah. You can tell, you know, you're very comfortable in your new glasses face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I feel good. I feel, maybe this is what I was supposed to be feeling like all along.
I think so. Maybe that's why you've been so out of sorts for 35 years.
Something's always been a little kilter. Yeah.
I can never quite put my finger on it, you know.
That must be it.
Yeah, that must be it. Maybe, like, absence of nose guards has been, like, that's the hole in your soul.
Oh, maybe I would have gotten into fewer fights in, like, junior high if I had had glasses.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. People don't fight with the kid that has glasses. Oh. Unless they steal the glasses first.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But were you, like, a small kid? I don't feel like you were a small kid.
No, I was... I don't know that I was a big kid, but I was a kid. I was nondescript.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Kyle.
Yeah. That's fair. One of those.
Right.
In the set. It fills out a group well.
Neither the Reggie nor the Jughead.
No. Like, do they ever add a Kyle to Archie?
No, they added a Kevin.
They added a Kevin. Yeah, if they had added four more characters, a Kyle would have appeared.
One of them would have been a Kyle, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
100p.
If you have... Hunted. Yeah, if you have, like, a Starbucks of guys... if you have a Starbucks of guys, one of them will be a Kyle. And it won't be the main one.
Especially that kind of guy. Like a Starbucks kind of guy is a guy named yeah, Kyle.
Definitely.
You know.
No, I do like the glasses. I do like the way...
Garrett.
I do like the way they make me feel more than even the seeing Hayden. Part.
That's a Starbucks guy.
Oh, yeah.
Hayden is a Starbucks guy.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Hayden might be the leader of that particularly
yeah,
named Starbucks
Hayden could
group.
Be the leader.
Yeah. But not the Kyle.
No.
No, but I like them. You were telling me that I stole Fran Lebowitz's glasses by buying these.
Well, no, because she is quoted as saying that Warby Parker stole her glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Which she, of course, gets them made, like, tailor-made.
Sure.
You know? And then when they started appearing in Warby Parker...
Right.
She, like, took offense to it.
Did she sue them or something? Or was just...
No, because she has no ground. That's that's a ridiculous thing to say. That someone stole your glasses.
Right.
Just because they made a similar product and sold it en masse. That's not the same as stealing your glasses.
No, I suppose not.
That's like, bitch stole my look. Like, well, what are you going to do about it? You
I
know what I mean?
I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were like, oh, where'd you get your glasses from? And I said, Warby Parker. And they were like, oh, that shit company, huh? I'm like, what? What
wow.
happened? What? Did are they, like, abusing children in Sri Lanka or something that I don't know about? I like to know about these things.
Everyone is.
But, and she was just like, oh, no, they're just, like, rude. I'm just, oh, I don't care about that. Yeah.
No, I would expect it, actually.
Yeah, that's part
if
of
they
the...
weren't rude at Warby Parker, I'd be like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah. It looks like a Wes Anderson threw up in there. Yeah, it really does. So it was A, perfect for me.
Yeah.
And they work. They work well. And you're right. Now that I've been wearing them for all of 20 minutes,
You're a glasses person.
I'm a glasses person, yeah. And I can't see myself without them now.
No.
Yeah.
Nor would you want to. I mean, you know, and they've upped your selfie game.
Yeah.
Like, know how to do it now. It only took 4 fucking years to take a goddamn selfie.
You know what I think it is? I think it, like, thinned out my face a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Like, added some definition here.
Mm-hmm. And you can't see my, like, I've got one of those, like, Klingon Chrome Magnon foreheads, yeah. And it flattens that out a little bit. So.
Yeah, it just adds a little bit of.
Yeah. This is good radio, by the way.
But I feel like, you know, we can kind of get. I feel like the listener.
I'll put this in the.
One of them.
I'll put this on the show art. So when they're looking at the podcast app while they listen to the podcast,
it should just be us, like, looking at each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Blinky eye.
I'm not wearing glasses today.
No, and you do sometimes.
Yes.
Not all the time.
No.
Because of the kind of glasses they are, or the kind of look you want to go for?
The look.
Well, okay. So, you do need glasses more often than not, or?
Yeah, I'm always wearing contact, like if I'm not wearing
glasses. Oh, okay, you're wearing contacts.
But I don't feel like a glasses person.
Mm.
Like, I don't think that, even though I've worn them since I was a little kid. Like, literally, like, I think I got my first pair of glasses when I was 9.
Wow.
I think.
Do you still have them?
No. Of course not.
Where do all glasses go?
I don't know. They just disappear.
Oh, okay.
You just forget about them, and then suddenly they're gone.
They're just not in the house anymore.
Yeah.
Right. So your mom threw your glasses away.
Absolutely.
Along with your hamster.
That's absolutely what happened. But I don't feel like a glasses person.
Okay.
You know, I think that that's something that's, like, within you.
Yeah, now that I've been wearing them for 20 minutes, I understand inherently what you mean, and I'm now part of the culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll finally, get in with the people I'm supposed to hang out with. You know,
finally.
Like my true group.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's out there for everybody, is your true group of people. And I've definitely never found them before, so, yeah.
Not for lack of trying, right?
No.
I mean,
I have so many ex-friends.
You do, yeah. I feel like it's kind of really surprising that we're still friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's been since our mid, maybe even early 20s.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the reasons is we're contractually obligated because of the show.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Yeah. I'll have my lawyer call your lawyer.
I want a run of the play contract.
What is that?
It's what Eve wants in All About Eve.
Oh, right.
Remember, that's why she wants to sleep with the director?
Mm-hmm.
And then she pretends that she does, even though we know that she didn't.
Mm-hmm. Hollywood.
That sly bitch. Anyway, now that you're a glasses person, mm-hmm. and summer is here,
mm-hmm.
I feel like this is a perfect opportunity for you to, like, just become, like, a better you.
Okay. What else do I need?
Well,
I mean, I know that it's a fairly short list. I'm pretty perfect.
Optimal. You know, pretty optimal.
Pretty optimal.
But, I don't know. I think that, like... Well, first of all, you need some glasses friends, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Glasses friends. Okay, so I need to find a Caroline and a,
Is that what we're calling your glasses friend?
She would be one of the ladies, I'm assuming, in the group. I think it would be, like, maybe 2 women and maybe, like 3 guys.
Really? You think more guys?
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like I'm under-guyed in my life.
Yeah, you are. But that's because I don't think you like a lot of them.
That's very true. But maybe glasses guys I might like.
Yeah, you might like glasses guys because they're a little bit more, like, you know, timid.
Okay. It isn't the, like, caveman jocularity of men that threw me off for the most part, by the way.
It wasn't?
Well, it's not a great trait.
You're not very jocular.
It's not my favorite part of
you're
dudes.
A glasses person. They're not jocular.
No, they're not. These are not athlete glasses.
No, you're. I mean, there are no athletic glasses people except for Navratilova, and she doesn't count.
What about those like wraparound thing, like the Oakleys, Oakley people? Is that a different?
That's not group a of glasses person. That's no. not no. Okay. That's not the same thing.
All right. I'm new to this culture. You have to help me out.
I think. Well, I think I do.
Okay.
And I think I am helping you out.
Okay. So there would be a.
So Caroline.
Caroline.
These are all white people, right?
Hondo P.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the guys is black. I don't know.
No.
No.
Asian.
Maybe Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a Brett. Asian Brett.
Asian Brett? Brett. It's better than Brent, I suppose.
It is better than Brett.
Brent is pretty bad.
They're good dogs, Brent. Yeah.
Fuck. okay, fine. Caroline. Brent.
Brett. Maybe there's a Tanner. That could be either one.
Tanner?
Are there, Tanner. Are there still Tanners?
I don't... Is... Well, actually... I was thinking... I don't think of those... I think of, like, Sherman.
Sherman?
As, like, a glasses person.
Isn't he the dog?
Glenn.
I don't want to be friends with a Glenn.
But Glenn is a glasses person.
But I don't want to be friends with a Glenn.
No?
No.
Not at all?
No.
What's a glasses name for a girl? Well, Caroline. Rosemary?
Rosemary. Yeah. I like that. I was about to say Rhonda, but Rosemary's better.
Yeah, Rosemary's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Rhonda. It has an H in it. I don't know about that.
It doesn't have to have an H in it.
But it does, though.
It could also have two H's in it.
No, it could have two D's in it.
No, it could go R-H-O-N-D-H-A. Rhonda.
I've never seen that.
Hmm.
I have seen R-H-O-N-D-D-A.
D-D. Wow. That's heavy.
Mm-hmm. It's not cute.
Not cute. And, not a cute name. And kind of really opening up the jokes.
Like double D?
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
But I'm thinking, like, junior high, you'd be somewhat ripe for it. Mm, yeah.
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 Rhonda's would never get time to junior high, I don't think.
None of them.
No, none of them.
No, Caroline would have been fine.
Yeah, Caroline would have been fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brett went to private school, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Rosemary, I feel like people kind of left her alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. She, small Daria. Like, small D Daria. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Daria wore glasses, right?
Yes. Yeah. Daria was a complete glasses person.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
That was, like, a full package.
Mm-hmm.
Glasses person.
Mm-hmm. I think that Daria's black now.
They're, what?
Yeah, they're doing, like, a real-life Daria, and they cast a black lady.
They're... What?
Yeah.
How did I not know about this?
I don't know. I don't know how I'm the first person telling you.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Maybe other people listening to this will hear about this for the first time.
There we go.
Yeah.
And he'll be an influencer.
Yeah. I mean, it came out a few days ago. I mean, it's pretty old news at this point, but, you know, there's been other stuff going on.
I can't believe Instagram didn't tell me about this.
I'm sorry. I know that Instagram is the world's number one news source.
For
Daria, at least, related items. Probably.
I mean, I would have thought so.
Yeah. It's MTV doing it, like...
Now, of course it is. Yeah. Who else would do that?
Well, I think they own it, don't they?
Who else would option that? Yeah, they
own it. Yeah, exactly. Sure. Anyways, there you go.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to kill ourselves.
In this otherwise miserable...
Is that it? Has life gotten so, so unbearable that the only thing keeping us going are reboots? Like, that's why the reboots are here?
Dude, well, like, I mean... I'm as you know, I'm not a fan of these generally, but even I'm kind of like on board with some of them now. It's like, yeah, okay, I'm watching the Twin Peaks one. It's
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching it. I'm enjoying it. Kyle MacLachlan kind of looks really good. I don't know.
That dude does not age.
No.
Yeah. No, I honestly think some of it is just like, no, don't kill yourself. I know it's bad, but don't kill yourself yet. There will be more X-Files episodes.
Yeah, you know, like, there's going to... 100% there's going to be a Buffy thing. Like, for sure there is.
Yeah, I don't see how there couldn't be.
No, there has to be.
All of them are not famous again, so...
They all still look exactly the same, except for poor Xander, but, you know.
Right. forgot about that.
Yeah.
He,
kind of looks like a skin rabbit, but...
He had some troubles.
He had some troubles.
But everyone else is fine and still very employable.
Yes, absolutely. My God, they look exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was a while ago now.
You're right. I saw an ad for Bones, which is still on after 48 seasons.
Fuck.
And that dude looks exactly like he did in 1997.
Yeah, and he's 75.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wonder what Dean Cain looks like now. Oh, no. He kind of marshmallowed. He got a little bigger.
He looks tubby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was on that Lady Dynamite show.
Mm-hmm. I liked him in that.
Yeah, he was actually good.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, even I, like, and that's the thing. Like, I think at a certain point, everything gets so horrible that you're like, well, maybe a reboot of Roseanne isn't the worst thing ever. It is, though, but, you know... It is, though. I know it is.
It will but be. It'll be really bad.
But it will.
Yeah.
It will.
It really will.
It will! But I'm still gonna watch it.
Yeah.
Because it's Roseanne, you know.
Sure.
I think we're so steeped in, like, stuff like that came before, that you're sort of like, but it's still better than, like, what else, you know, what I'm not seeing.
You guys came up with so many bad ideas in a row that we have to go back to Roseanne now. We don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, or else we're all just gonna jump.
Yeah, because I can't watch The Big Bang Theory. I won't do it.
No, it's nerd blackface. No, you can't.
I won't do it.
I leave the room.
It comes on
in here? It comes on in here and I leave the room. Yeah, I'm out of here. Yeah. That's when I go do the dishes and work on and try to figure out my best glass of selfie. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever you're doing.
It's an improvement over that. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Terrible show.
Really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Among many, you know.
I think the tipping point for me was when my grandfather told me that he no longer watches Fox News, he just watches The Big Bang Theory.
Oh.
Like, that's his upgrade.
Right.
Or that's all he needs now.
I don't even know what to say to that. Like, how do you respond to that?
It made complete sense to me.
I guess so.
Yeah.
It's like a jumping off point. If Fox News is a jumping off point,
yeah.
You land in the waiting pool The Big Bang Theory.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a bit of a hate crime.
The show is a hate crime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Against what? Like, against glasses people? Or, like, very much so
against glasses people. That's group number one.
Uh-huh.
But the list really goes on.
Yeah.
I
feel like lesbians would be offended just because.
Sure. I'm offended as a straight white male. I think that's the... I think as... As groups go,
you've been wrongly targeted by the show.
Straight white males who like video games are
wrongfully targeted.
Definitely, because they're like, oh, finally a show for you. Fuck you. No.
Yeah, but that is how it's positioned.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, but you don't see it that way.
No, I see it as a wild offense, and this is what it must be like if you are. In a very specific minority group, and big television makes a show that's quote-unquote about you, this must be what it's like. There are other shows out there.
Right? Like how people must have felt about, like, Queer as Folk or whatever.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen one episode of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that is what it... This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. When nerds cry.
When this is what it sounds like when glasses people cry.
Glasses people cry. Although you don't see it at first because of the reflections.
Yeah.
Take some time.
They fog up first. It's kind of uncomfortable.
Can I just say, that is the one thing that's really throwing me off is like them fogging up all of a sudden. The condensation. It's a problem.
It's only going to get worse in the summer. Especially because you're a furnace guy.
Yeah.
You're going to get like a lot of steam.
So I went to work. I put them on. And the first person that walked in my office said, oh, you're wearing glasses. Why are they dirty? 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was 5 minutes before I had already, like, ruined them. with my horrible body.
It's not, it's just that you're like a furnace guy. That's yeah. just the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you can be a glasses person and a furnace person. You just need to be like really regimented about it.
Yeah, no, I have to clean them every 30 seconds.
Yeah, my glasses are always dirty too, whatever.
Yeah.
You can be like a dirty glasses person. It's fine, I feel.
Is that an acceptable group to live in?
It doesn't bother me when people's glasses are dirty because I know mine are too.
Sure.
It's like, whatever, I don't know.
Okay, good. Good.
It seems a little bit...
I was being a little paranoid about cleaning them every 5 minutes for the last few days. I'm not going to lie.
And it seems a little bit like, you know, silly to, like, take your glasses, clean them with the little silk thing, like, every 3 seconds. Like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, it felt like a lot of work. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I my productivity at work went way down. Yeah.
Because of glasses cleaning.
Glasses cleaning, specifically.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could, like, add that up to, like, summer hours.
Sure. Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Instead of summer hours, like, glasses cleaning hours.
I'm gonna take my Friday off. I need to clean my glasses thoroughly. Glasses,
like, for 5 hours. You know?
Yeah. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah, about yourself.
About myself.
About being a glasses person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet Brett's not a furnace guy.
No.
Mm.
No. Brett doesn't have that problem.
Mm-mm.
Maybe Todd.
Oh, I don't want to be friends with a Todd.
Okay. Who did we come up with another name? Oh, Hayden. Hayden could be a furnace person.
Yeah.
But he would be like the kind of, like, he'd be like the macho kind.
Frankly, I'm already just picturing Hayden Christensen.
I'm, like, not.
Okay. You're lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not picturing Hayden Christensen.
Yeah.
I'm picturing, like, I'd like to suck Hayden's dick a bit.
Not Hayden Christensen.
No.
Okay. Just to be clear.
No.
Okay. but metaphorical Hayden.
Like, glasses person Hayden.
Sure.
To me is, like, a hot glasses person.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I might like to service.
Mm-hmm. He's wearing a really expensive t-shirt.
Probably smells nice, you
Probably
know.
Probably smells really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not even doing anything. He just smells good.
Yeah, no, he's wearing, like, Ralph Lauren, something like that.
Mm.
Something you can't go wrong with, you know?
Mm-hmm. Ralph Lauren, something you can't go wrong with.
So that should be, like, the name. Because there really isn't...
It's a good slogan.
It is a good slogan, because there's nothing about that brand that says anything about you as a person.
It's,
you know what I mean?
You cover yourself in nondescript.
Yeah, it's like, it's sort of yachty, I suppose. It's sort of Eastern Seaboard, but that's really the only thing you can say about it.
Mm-hmm. It's white.
But not even, I mean, maybe, but,
yeah.
Like, not necessarily, you know.
Yeah, pretty nondescript.
Ralph Lauren, it probably works for you.
Like, likely. Yeah. Ralph Lauren, probably.
Yeah. Ralph Lauren, if you're going to wear loafers, you know. I have a client who made fun of me for a really long time for having a podcast like this. In fact, his exact words were gross. It's gross.
Because of its existence?
Yeah.
Because you want,
like,
to do
because
it?
Because he feels like it's, like, a really millennial thing to do, to just, like, have a podcast for no reason.
I think having a podcast for no reason is the only good reason to have a podcast.
I agree.
Having a podcast for a good reason is a bad idea.
Yeah, it's kind of trying too hard.
Yeah, if you're, like, and if you have, like...
This is my podcast about...
Yeah,
like,
no. No.
Artisanal molasses making or whatever.
Yeah, no, I think it's a mistake to try to get sponsors. I think calling Squarespace and asking them for a spot is a bad idea.
But they'll do it for anybody.
They'll do it. They'll do it. I'm fairly certain this is sponsored by Wix. Do you need a website? You don't, but throw money at these companies. Sure. No one needs a website.
No, not anymore.
No.
No. Certainly not.
No. So he doesn't like that you're on the... Does he listen to the show?
Of course not.
Oh.
No, because I told him that we went to Girth Radio to, like, do a podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, he was like, wait, it's a bar that has like a podcast studio in it? That's gross. And I was like, yeah, but
not disagreeing. However,
but like, why is it gross that I have a podcast? You know what I mean?
It's, I mean, as bar gimmicks go, it wasn't the worst one I've seen.
No, it was actually kind of, like, a fun experience, and it was fun to, like, look out at the bar. Like, mm-hmm. it gave you a lot of energy and stuff.
I wouldn't mind doing that again at some point in time if we ever got our shit together. The problem is we just don't have our shit together. But I think that's part of the charm.
Yeah.
And I really like putting no effort into things.
Yeah, like, what shit do you want to get together? Like,
that's exactly it. It's like... Again, maybe if Squarespace started calling, we'd have to, like, put on some ties and try hard. But I don't want to do that.
I don't think so. I think we would. Oh. Especially now that you're a glasses person. I feel like that counts for a lot.
Are glasses the equivalent of ties?
I mean, it's 2017. Do people still have them? Like, I don't see people in ties.
I own a tie that I've never worn.
I have several ties that I've never worn. Like, I don't wear them.
Sure. Do you have cufflinks?
I do.
Did you ever wear them?
No.
Right.
I don't have any French cut shirt. How could I wear... I mean, who walks around with French cut shirts? Like,
sure.
You know, not really these days.
That's true. Even like the fancy bankers I walk by on the way to work aren't wearing anything like that.
Not really. Not anymore. I just don't think that it's like a part of...
Mm-mm. We are like...
Post-tie.
We're post-tie and we're like just rolling right into everyone wearing hoodies. That's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. I mean, I don't think that it needs to go that far. I still like jackets and button-down shirts.
Mm.
Mostly because I think that it's the most flattering thing that most people can wear.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you're looking for, like, office attire, you know, you're supposed to kind of be looking good-esque.
Yeah.
You know, ish.
I guess my theory is that in a few years, none of that's going to matter.
Well, it shall still matter to me.
Okay. That's fine.
I think that's a good...
You can hold the torch.